It's 21 minutes to nine. A father who's been battling in the courts to have his daughters return to the UK from Ukraine has been speaking to this programme about a judge's decision to allow his ex-wife and her family, including her father, who is one of Ukraine's richest men, to be named. Our reporter Sancha Berg has been following the case.
Yes, hello, Michelle. The judge said in this case that international child abduction was a heinous practice and that public awareness of it was curiously limited. And that's why he took this really unusual step of allowing the grandfather and the mother to be named. Normally, nobody's named unless the children themselves are at risk, their whereabouts unknown. So the story behind this case, the father, who's originally from Russia, had married Anna Tihipko from Ukraine in 2012. They settled in Hampstead Village, North London. They had two children, but separated in 2015. And at first, everything was fine. They saw each other often, that everybody got on very well. But then in 2017, Anna met another man, she became pregnant and took the girls to Ukraine. Supported by her own father, who's one of the richest and most powerful men in Ukraine, she's refused to return with them to London, even though that's what the court has ordered several times. Since then, the father told me, the girls, who are now aged just 6 and 3, have been turned against him.
My older daughter doesn't want to speak to me at all. My younger daughter, who is probably still kind of remembers the warm feeling of love she experienced, she's very confused. Anyone who has children will understand that's probably the biggest nightmare. It cannot be described as complete agony. But you have to be strong and keep going, hoping we'll get them back.
And you've kept going through a long and really fiercely fought court battle, which has resulted in your former father-in-law, your former wife, being named, which is, as far as we can tell, unprecedented. Why did you take that course?
I had no choice. It wasn't an easy decision for me to make. I appreciate the consequences, and I'm a very private person. I don't want any of my family to be named. But my other option was the Hague Convention, and that doesn't work for many different reasons. So my chance under Hague Convention is pretty much zero. So that's the only way for me to put pressure on them, given their fame and wealth, to make sure that that support system they have will get turned away from them so they can bring the children back.
You talked about the Hague Convention. Now, that's the system, isn't it, where proceedings are essentially transferred to the Ukrainian court.
Yeah.
And you're confident that wouldn't work, or work very quickly, at least, in your case?
We've done analysis of all the Hague Convention cases in Ukraine where children were taken away from their parents, mainly from Western Europe, like in my case. I think the shortest case took like 4 years. The longest was 7 years. Some of them were lost, some of them won. Obviously, there's a whole system of appeals, proceedings, and with my ex-father-in-law, wealth, connections, skills and experience in dealing with the Ukrainian justice system, I'm absolutely convinced I have a zero chance of succeeding. But even if by some miracle I would succeed and win a Ukrainian court, there's no enforcement.
The effect of naming your ex-father-in-law, Sehe Tikhipko, and his daughter Anna, you hope the effect will be to make them return the children to London. How do you think that might work?
He's part of the establishment, so that makes him very strong, but it's also his vulnerability, because Ukraine is trying to portray itself as this country was embracing European values, the rules of law, etc., etc. So hopefully all those people who are helping him now to do what he wants will turn away from him.
And if it doesn't work?
I don't know. What it doesn't work, we just hope it does.
It has been a very expensive and difficult process, hasn't it?
It was expensive, and it was also extremely destructive for everybody. You know, it's very difficult to build up the relationship after such a war with anybody. I'm sure Anna and her father, Sergei, are just as unhappy as I am and just suffered as much as I was through the whole proceeding. So it was a case of really no winners. It was horrible.
Do you hope, at least then, that this case might send a signal to other parents who are thinking of abducting their children, taking them out of this jurisdiction?
Well, that's the idea. I'm trying to help my case as much as possible, but I think, and if I can imagine that this can happen to anybody, I really don't wish anybody to be in my place. It's an agony, it's a complete nightmare.
And do you hope that your case might cause people to think again, if they think that they might end up being named and shamed, as the judge has put it?
Yeah, I think in this particular case, because they have, you know, Mike's father-in-law has such huge resources, and he acted with impunity because he's so confident of his own abilities to game the system. And I'm hoping that case will show people like him that the English system is just and it's fair and it works.
And I should say as well that Ada Tihipko gave a statement afterwards saying that everything she'd done since her husband left her in 2015 had been for the welfare of her children and nobody else. And she also said that she'd never sought to turn them against their father, and that she'd always said he's welcome to visit them in Ukraine.
Sancho Berg.